The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Allstate believes good start young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of that, you can help us recognize a kid that goes above and beyond every week when we do Kid of the Week, which we're going to do right now. Oh, by the way, in an effort to not upset my fellow Swifties, you know, I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and I have the Taylor Swift fan club. We meet in my tree fort. Taylor Swift apparently only asked for $1.
Right.
So that wasn't a jury decision. They gave her the maximum
of what she asked.
Of what she asked for. So it wasn't about the money. It was about the groping.
It was. That's true.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you knocked
by the way,
me
by
up.
Way, you know your mic's on.
Am I on the radio? This is Steve Cochran.
Nominate a kid for the Allstate Kid of the Week that you know could be featured here on the Cochran Show. Poor kid's on the phone right
Our
now.
Kid
going,
just hung
Who's
up.
The weird guy singing?
The kid's going, I don't want to be on the show.
With your voice like nails on
All
a chalkboard.
All right, that's enough out of you, mister. I got an Amazon gift card and a Lumel 90s pizza for you. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be the Allstate Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday and hear great kids like, how about this guy? Zach Stack. Good morning,
yeah.
Zach.
Woof.
Good morning.
I love your name.
Thanks.
And by the way, I'm sorry about Mr. Carmen singing. I'm sorry if that creeped you out.
It's fine.
You liked it, Zach. Admit it. It's okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
Well, it's nice of you to say, Zach, even if it's not true. All right, so you appeared in front of the Orland Park Village Board. Why were you doing that?
So my mission is I'm appearing on July 5th in front of the Village Board, and I've brought to their attention my idea of building a baseball field for people with physical or mental impairments, such as being in a wheelchair, ambulating with crutches, or being part of the autism spectrum.
How about that? How about that?
It's incredible.
By the way, how old are you?
I am 15. I'm going to be a sophomore at Marist High School.
Zach was brought to our attention. Pat Gere, a village trustee, longtime Orland Park Village trustee, who we're working with in connection with our remote on Friday, sent us an email and said, you have to meet this kid, Zach Stack. He is unbelievable. They were so impressed by you.
Thank you.
Now, Zach, you put a lot of hours into this, raising money and stuff. When you go to people, when you go to grown-ups and you say, I need money for this, did they take you seriously?
Yes, they've taken me very seriously. The public's support emotionally and giving money has been great, and it's been very awesome.
How about that? Says something about the people of Orland Park, too. Of course,
absolutely.
It also says something about the Zach Stack reputation.
Mm-hmm.
The Stack Man.
The Stack Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, how are you raising money to do this?
So right now we are on GoFundMe, and our campaign title is Build Baseball for All Field with the number 4.
Okay.
And currently we are applying for our nonprofit status, our 501c3, before we start applying for grants as well as going to other foundations.
You know, getting a 501c is not easy. That's a lot of hoops you have to jump
through. Yeah, that is a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, but good for you for your dedication. Your dedication, your hard work means that you're closer than ever to reality. So where are we on this?
So right now we are about $1,500 in, and we are basically applying for our 501c3 before we start really bringing in a good portion of our goal.
What do you figure you need? What's the budget?
So we figure we need around $500,000, which will include a baseball field, which is specially surfaced, as well as handicap accessible bathrooms.
Well, here's the thing then, Zach Stack. We're going to have to stay in touch with you because we're going to, once you get 501c status and this pushes forward, then we can be your mouthpiece and let people know how they donate.
That'd be awesome.
And here's the other thing, Zach Stack. Zach Stack, we're going to need, and the reason I keep calling you Zach Stack because it's fun to say your name, we're going to need you to have a website that you can safely donate online because people want the convenience, and I don't want you to miss out on a dollar here.
Yes.
All right.
We are also in the process of making our own website.
Right.
Actually, a person who owns actually a technology firm has actually offered to build us a website.
There you go.
That's perfect.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So you're going to get all that together, and then we're going to reconvene, Zach Stack, and we're going to push this. Because who do we like? We like Zach Stack.
We love Zach.
You got a nickname, Zach Stack?
It's pretty much Zach Stack.
If your name's Zach Stack, you don't need a nickname.
No.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. The Stack Man, Zach Meister, none of those? Nah, Zach Stack's better.
Nah,
Yeah.
Z Money.
Z Money's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you're building dollars. That's what you do.
How about Z Gimme Money?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach Stack, you're an impressive young man. And what are we going to give him? How about Lou Malnati's Pizza?
And a gift card, too.
Amazon gift card. How about both of those?
Yeah.
And then,
Thank you.
And then what are you doing Friday? Why don't you come over to Silver Lake?
Yeah, well, I'll come over.
Come over and we'll put you on again.
Yeah, cool.
It's awesome.
I feel like a show business blow off a little bit to you guys.
No,
I'll see you there.
Hey, he's got to check with his people.
Well, at 15, he's also got to check with his transportation.
Right.
No, Zach, we'd love to have you on again on Friday to talk about it.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being a great kid.
Thanks,
hold on.
Zach.
Oops. Well, they cut him off, but you heard him say thanks.
He's awesome. Pat, our friends in Orland Park said, you've got to meet this kid.
Well,
he
course.
Came with not only a vision, plans, drawings, outline, ready to start the GoFundMe page. I hope he does.
That's the thing. This is not just a little kid that goes in and goes, hey, wouldn't it be cool if,
right,
with no idea of how to get it done. He did the homework.
And he went before the village board at 15.
Yeah.
Adults won't even do that.
No, adults just go in and complain.
Right.
And go, fix this. Right. Hey, can you fix this? We elected you. Zach Stack's got a plan.
Yeah, he does.